The climax of the First World War in 1918 signalled the death of the Ottoman Empire and a redrawing of the Middle East map. Even before the guns fell silent, Britain and France agreed to carve up Ottoman lands, including Syria, Lebanon, Jordan and Palestine. That is key to understanding the modern Middle East, says Michael Clark, who heads the Royal United Services Institute in London.
The Arab world as we know it was established effectively in 1916 by the British and the French in the Sykes-Picot Agreement, and it hasn't changed hardly at all since then. Nothing very strategic has happened apart from the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. And now, this year, for the first time, the map of the Middle East is beginning to be pulled apart.
That's being felt most in Syria. The country could fragment, says Robert Lowe of the Middle East Centre at the London School of Economics.
The balances of power between so many competing elements at the moment seem almost quite equal. It's hard to see any one faction gaining much control. The Kurds have gained a lot of control of their towns, and they're struggling and working to sustain that.
When World War I ended with the Treaty of Versailles, the Kurds were split among Syria, Turkey, Iran and Iraq. Saddam Hussein's downfall in 2003 and Kurdish autonomy in northern Iraq emboldened Kurdish claims for an independent state. But Iraq has shown resilience, says Professor Saad Jawad, also at the London School of Economics.
First, that they are not prone to go into civil war. Total civil war, I should say, like the one Lebanon witnessed in the 70s. And the second thing, that there are no real popular intention to split the country, even in Iraqi Kurdistan, apart from the parties.
The scars of Lebanon's recent civil war are still visible across the capital, Beirut. There are fears that this country too could be torn apart as the Syrian conflict reignites Lebanese rivalries. In recent months, dozens have been killed in clashes between rival Sunni and Shiite militants. The forces unleashed by the Arab uprising could redraw parts of the Middle East, says Clark.
There is a possibility of the balkanization of the Levant, where we'll end up with a series of states, semi-states, contested areas and disputes. And that is new territory for all of us.
But Clark says the revolutions across the Arab world are in the early stage and the consequences may not be known for years to come. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.